Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got small craft advisory for rough conditions on the Columbia River Bar through this evening and, through Thursday evening. And that's on the Columbia River Bar. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through Thursday morning. That means seas 10 feet or higher are possible, and they are happening out there. Columbia River Bar was on yellow status this morning as of about 7:30. That means that some ship traffic could be restricted depending on the what's happening on the Columbia River Bar during those max ebb current times. We have one happening just about now out there. Seas 14 feet with breakers possible. So at any rate, it's going to be marginally safe on the Columbia River Bar today for even for big ships. So you may see some of those ship traffic. So some of these ships may come in at different times, and I'm going to tell you because it's a safety issue. And if the bar pilots and the Coast Guard decide that it's just too dangerous out there, they're going to ask some of those ships to wait in terms of crossing the bar. And today we're going to talk about sneaker waves. I saw a post on Facebook yesterday from our meteorologist, Gordon McCraw, all about the concept, the phenomenon of the sneaker wave, that the hazard of that is especially acute this week on the beach because of the elevated sea heights we have in the stormy weather. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders. We have 9 in the Astoria and Rice Island anchorages. We have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Matsu Arrow, arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's going to anchor there and ultimately go to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. You might see her in Vancouver by about 7:30 this evening. The Glovis Cosmos is arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with brand new Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland at about 10:30 this evening. The Vigorous is arriving from South Korea. She's a bulk carrier headed for the Astoria anchorage, but ultimately she'll go upriver to pick up wheat. Look for her in the anchorage area there off the downtown waterfront by about 6:30 this evening. The Leon Etker, that's a ship that's been on the inbound schedule for a couple days now. She's arriving from China. She's on the schedule again today, so we'll see if she makes it in. She may have been, well, the bar was on red status yesterday, meaning that ships were asked to wait and not cross the Columbia River Bar while conditions were dangerous. So she may have just been waiting out there for the opportunity to come in, or she may have been slowed down by the weather. So at any rate, she's slated to come in today and head for the Rainier Anchorage on the south side of the river at Longview. And she will go to the Port of Portland ultimately to pick up soda ash, but expect her to pass Astoria inbound around 11:30 this evening, and that would put her in Rainier by about 3 a.m. on Thursday morning. In the Astoria Anchorage and the Rice Island Anchorage, we have, we'll start with the Astoria Anchorage. The SSI Excellent is leaving tomorrow morning for Longview really early, about 2 a.m. She's going to be picking up wheat at the Port of Longview. She had to leave about 2 a.m., get to Longview about 5:30 a.m. So if you're a commuter that commutes across that bridge in the morning and you happen to be there at about 5:30, you might see a ship docking at the Port of Longview. Interesting thing that ships do every day that we don't see too much of here on the lower part of the river, but we'll talk about that tomorrow on the ship report about how you go about docking a ship. Next in the Astoria Anchorage to head upriver is the New Honor. She'll be leaving for Kalama about 8 a.m. tomorrow morning to pick up corn, soy, or wheat at the Port of Kalama, and she will arrive there maybe about 1 p.m. That leaves the Boga Inda, the Bonita, and the Bellamar and the Ionic Cleos awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria and a little bit upriver opposite Tongue Point on the Washington side. You'll see the Bow Lucky, the Pinnacle Bliss, and the Ultra Diversity awaiting orders there at the Rice Island Anchorage, as it's called. Anchorages are designated areas that are officially designated, I believe, by the state as places where ships are allowed to anchor. They're usually naturally deep areas in the river, or there's enough room for a ship to swing at anchor and not to get interfere with the ship channel. But there are in the Rainier Anchorage on the south side of the river opposite Longview, there off Rainier, Oregon, there are anchor buoys, which are, I believe, paid for by the federal government, so it may be a federal issue. But at any rate, there are buoys that the ship can come in, attach its stern to an anchor buoy, and put an anchor off its bow, and that keeps both ends in line. So the ship, because there is not enough room for ships to just swing at anchor there off of Rainier. So different ways to handle conditions in different parts of the river. In our outbounders, we have the Manusus P leaving Vancouver at about 7 a.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Sound Reliance, is leaving Portland. She's a Crowley-owned vessel carrying refined petroleum. She's leaving around 7 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Peak Proteus is leaving Longview with wheat on board at about 9:30 a.m. You might see her pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. The Stella Pearl is leaving Longview. I think logs is her cargo about 9:30 a.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around 1 p.m. The Infinity Sky is leaving Portland carrying soda ash around 2 p.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Basic Portland is heading out of Vancouver. Bentonite clay, I think, on board there, which I love to say is kitty litter, but basically it's a clay substance that is used to pull liquids and sediment out of things. So it's used to clarify wine. It's a good kitty litter option, but it's used industrially for lots of different, sort of uses like that. Leaving around 6:30 a.m., our kitty litter ship could pass outbound past Astoria by about 12:30 p.m. tomorrow. Or later, actually, no, that's probably going to happen. That could be tomorrow. I'm not really sure. But at any rate, you'll see her go by. If you see the Basic Portland, she's the kitty litter ship for the week. Well, let's talk about sneaker waves. I saw this on Facebook yesterday from Gordon McCraw. He is our meteorologist here at the station. He is also the emergency services manager, director of Tillamook County. So when Gordon speaks, we listen, and you should too. So this was all about sneaker waves. We talk about them occasionally, but especially right now for people wanting to go out on the beach. Stormy weather draws people to the beach because it's a great place to go for a walk. It's so tempestuous and beautiful in its own way. But just be aware that there are hazards there, and you need to be aware of them. So here, this is what Gordon posted on Facebook. I'll share it with you. Individuals planning to visit our beaches should educate themselves about the naturally occurring hazards at our beaches. Study the wave patterns. Never stop watching and listening to the ocean. So this is a situational awareness thing for you when you are on the beach, especially when the weather is a little more intense as it is right now. Conditions can change suddenly. Sneaker waves, as they're called, can surge high up the beach without warning. So these are waves that are bigger than the normal wave train, and they just sort of rise up out of nowhere, so to speak, to catch inattentive people off guard. These waves can move with great speed, much further up the beach than you think is safe. In fact, no place on the beach, Gordon says, is too high for a sneaker wave to reach. So be aware of these dangers. The force and speed of the water with which a sneaker wave moves. These are fast-moving waves. It's very cold. The water's very cold right now, 53 degrees. That means you could have less than 5 minutes of mobility in the water if you were dragged into the water by a wave like this, and you could become completely exhausted within a half an hour. So that's not very much time for somebody to call the Coast Guard or somebody to get you. If you get hit by a sneaker wave, they can deposit sand, water, and gravel in your clothing and drag you down under the water. So there are a lot of issues here. You can have cold water paralysis, as I said, from an impending hypothermia. So this can happen to you whether you're on a jetty, on a beach. So the point is, never turn your back on the ocean and be careful out there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.